This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Paying twice as much to take part in the H-2A program is something farmers won't have to worry about this time around. Representative Bruce Chandler says the House Appropriations Committee amended Senate Bill 5438 to remove the unnecessary fees from the H-2A bill.
Last night, we passed the H-2A labor bill, which was Curtis King's amendment to the bill in the Senate, and we got that through the committee, and I believe that it was almost a unanimous vote. So I think that that bill is going to go through pretty timely fashion.
And Chandler sponsored that committee amendment.
I also believe that the amendment has been improved by retaining a working group among all the parties engaged in agricultural labor. This, I believe, will ensure that all those that are most focused on the issue have ready access to timely information and have an opportunity to have their voice heard in the process of creating the workplace of the future.
Appropriations Committee Chair Democrat Tim Ormsby was all for it.
I agree with everything Representative Chandler said, including the fact that the federal government has abdicated its responsibilities in what is a very sensitive subject involving immigrant labor in this country, particularly as it involves our crops.
Ormsby says federal officials should be lobbied to fund the U.S. Department of Labor program, which requires the State Employment Security Department to verify a shortage of American workers and inspect working conditions.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.